Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ches Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be Be'ezus Hashem finishing off Simin Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin. And we begin on the very top line, Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Ein machnisin son l'dayer b'chol amoid l'zabel asoda. You're not allowed to go take your flock, your sheep, and go and have them pasture on chol amoid in specific areas to go and fertilize the field. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Kot Mem Aleph, you bring your animals out to the field, and you keep them overnight in a certain place, and all night long, you move the animals around from place to place overnight, and when they excrete their feces, you've essentially made sure that you've fertilized your entire field by pasturing the animals and having them go to the bathroom out in your field in a certain way. That is not allowed to be done. Sivkot membez, lezaba lasoda. Afal pishenu biyadayim. You're obviously not doing this with your hands. You're just moving the animals around. Bibnei shiyira kimizabo biatzmo. It looks, for all practical purposes, that you fertilize the field directly yourself. But mizabel, and fertilizing a field, who told the chorish, is a subunit of plowing. It's a told of plowing. Bibnei shiyimayafes, a karkel is robo, because you're making the land that much more ready in order to go and plant within it. Just like plowing does, therefore fertilizing is considered a told of plowing. Chabakin says, however, but if your goyish shepherd is pasturing the animals and he brings them out to your field and he does this, then he puts the animals out there and they obviously fertilize the field, mutter, that is permissible even on Shabbos, off be Shabbos. Chaiba continues and he says, and this is allowed, afilu in machzik lo tova al shechnitzon. Even if you are going to be nice to him, you're going to be thankful to him, which he will always appreciate, and he'll eventually somehow be made up in some way for doing this. Even if you're going to be nice to him, that is still allowed. However, ubavash lo yitelu schat, but you're not allowed to actually give him monetary payment. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Gimel explains, Rosh Lomar afilu b'Shabbos gufa, even though he's going to get some benefit here on Shabbos itself, you're doing some tova for him on Shabbos, that's still allowed as long as you're not giving him money. And the Chaba continues, v'afilu enu nosein el eschar mezono usher, but to actually give him something directly, including even food, that's the eschar mezono, that's not allowed in this situation. However, that's on Shabbos. But on Yontif, if he does this, you're allowed to go give him the Schar Mezono. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Dalet explains, you can't give it to him on Yontif, you give it to him after Yontif. Because the Mezonos, lo mechzik ischar mamish, because giving him the money for the food is not considered like you're actually giving him schar. So you paid him for his lunch. However, the Mishnah Berurah is, mikol mokom, hainu davka bezeh, de'enu melocha gemura. This is only allowed here because it's not a real melocha go fertilizing the fields. I will akum osim melocha gemura biyantov b'shul Yisrael. The akum really does an actual melocha on your behalf on Yontif, also litein lo schar mezono. You're certainly not allowed to go pay him for that, even schar mezonos. Because the ma'arish ha'yanichale b'mlachtosh also b'shulo, because by giving him something, it's demonstrating that you're happy that he did it for you. And that's not allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that you could even give him the actual mezonos on Yontif itself. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, Ulinyan nisinas mezonos liday nochri b'Shabbos kishomi b'chatzeru sheyisroh, could you give him food on Shabbos in your courtyard? So we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, yesh lahak b'shalo yitena yisroelos mezonos l'soch yodos shenochri. You shouldn't go put it into his hand because, as this footnote goes through some detail, he may then go and leave the courtyard and you'll have done the Akira, even though he'll have done the Hanacha when he puts it down in the public area. So therefore, you shouldn't do it in this fashion. It's better that he takes it from you. And mikom akom im notal anochri mitoch yado, if the nochri takes it from you, then it's certainly permissible under all circumstances. Chaber continues and he writes that you're not allowed to give him anything other than the mezonos money. You can't give him more than that. Mishnah Berurah explains, because if you give him more than that, everybody will think that he did it on your behalf. The Yisburu, and they'll say, that you actually hired him to do this, which of course is not allowed. Mechaber continues, b'chol ha'moed afilu im nosin lo schar acher mutter. But on chol ha'moed, even if you're going to give him some additional funding, you're allowed to do that. Again, obavach lo yaskirenu. You're not allowed to actually hire him to do this on chol ha'moed, v'lo yisayenu, and you're not allowed to assist him, and v'lo yimsel lo shomer l'nayar ha'tzon. And you're not allowed to give him an assistant or provide and pay for a shomer that will help him go and move the tzon about. Ramah explains Pirush, Molicha Mimokam Mokam, that will move the tzon, the sheep, from one place to another place, and therefore fertilize the whole field. Vitoch Kach, Hagalolim Misnarim. Moving the sheep around, they'll cause them to release their waste, and this way you'll fertilize each area of the field that you move them to. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Menvav explains, Rots Lomar Shelo Yomar La'ak, we now tell the guy, I say, go and do this, V'atein L'cho Schar Li'ach HaMoed, now I'll pay you after the Moed. Now notice over here, we say after the Moed, the Bir Halacha Nira Maskul U'v'chol HaMoed says this is the Lashon of the Muki Yosef. However, the Chafetz Chaim brings down that others say that you could even give him the mizonos or the schar on the moed itself. In any event, the Mishnah continues and he says, "The kol she'ein ose, if you're not allowed to do something, in omer liachim lasos, you're not allowed to tell the akim to do it for you." As we've already explained previously, kedlekamen in sivim tof kuf mem gimel. We'll learn it again over there in Hilchos Yontif sif aleph. Dear Shul, footnote number 25 brings down why. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down a reason, and then we'll see another reason from the Avni Nezer. So the first, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Shekmo shebishabbos yesh chashash im yaseh anochri melocha avuro, if he does it for you, alul ha-yisrael asos kapu melocha, you may come to do the melocha yourself. And the same thing would apply on Chol HaMoed, where the rabbi said that you're not supposed to do melocha on Chol HaMoed. If you tell the Akim to do it, you may come to do it. That's the reason number one from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. On the other hand, the Avni Nezer explains differently. He says, Tamo isu mishum shiyesh chashash, the concern is, shimnat yulom alenochri b'chol HaMoed, yavo lahat yulom al Shabbos. If we allow him to tell the guy to do it on Chol HaMoed, he may come to do it on Shabbos. Now, even though in regards to all the other malachos like Dover or Ovet that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, the rabbis didn't make gzeira. Well, if we allow you to do it on Chol HaMoed, you may come to do it on Shabbos. That's because everybody knows you're not allowed to do the Dover or Ovet even on Shabbos. However, if it's just asking a Nachri, people may not know and therefore could lead to asking the Nachri to do it for you on Shabbos. Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim Hoyoha, Eino Yehudi, Sechir Shabbos, Sechir Chodesh, Sechir Shana, if this hired hand is not hired for you just for the day of Shabbos, he's hired for an entire week, an entire month, an entire year, then he's allowed, Messiah of Chol HaMoed, you can even help him to do this on Chol HaMoed, or Mosin Loshomer L'Naritzon, you can even give him an assistant to go and pasture the animals to make sure that the field is fertilized properly by moving the animals about. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Memches, Aval B'Shabbos Yontiv, even though it is permitted on Chol HaMoed, on Shabbos Yontiv, you're not allowed to do this, Asur Afilu B'Shir Shana, even if he's a worker that you hired for the whole year. Likewise, to give him an assistant over here to go and move the animals about is Asur on Shabbos and Yontiv. It's only permitted on Chol HaMoed. Sivkot Memtes, Aval Liskor Lo Shomer B'Moed, Asur Afilu B'Chagon Zeh. But to go and hire somebody for him to do this work that you're not allowed to do, albeit somebody can do it for free, but you're not allowed to hire somebody to do this work. The Chaber starts Sif Tesva with the following. Also, Liktzo, you're not allowed to go harvest Hasodeh, your field, on Chol HaMoed, B'Chol HaMoed, in Eino Nifsad, unless the field will be lost. The stuff that's growing there will go to waste. It will be spoiled if you don't harvest it on Chol HaMoed. Im Yamod Ad Li'achar HaMoed, if you leave it till after the Moed, you're going to lose it. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun, the Imhu Nifsad Mutal Katsu, because if it would be lost, then you'd be allowed to go and harvest it, because that's a Dover of it. Or Mistabra, and the Mishnah Berurah says, it seems from here, Dafilu Mimrak Ovud Miktsasu, if only part of it would be lost, only a small loss, Gamkin Mutal, would be permissible even for a small loss. Now, the issue footnote number 26 brings down, in other places that's not true. He writes, Omnon, we find in many places where it's written, Shadafko behefsid meruba, only if there's a large financial loss, then a dover of it is permissible. For example, it brings down from Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Vav, in regards to the chickens that were started lying on an egg and then they got off. So within the first 3 days, we said, you're not allowed to go put the chickens back because the eggs can still be sold. You won't be able to sell them for as much. It's only a small financial loss. And for a small financial loss, we don't allow you to do tircha yaseira, to do the hard work of bringing the chickens back, even though it's a financial loss. But since it's a small financial loss, we're not concerned. Likewise, linyan geder ginoso, you have a fence around your orchard that breaks. So only a small number of people can go there because this is a breach between your house and your friend's house and not to the open area. So we say there, you're not allowed to go and fix it because it's only going to be a small financial loss. So here's another example. For a small financial loss, you can't do it. Likewise, we just had learned in Sif Yud Gimel about trapping the moles and the mice. So we said you're only allowed to do that in a stale lavon under a shinoid because it's only a small financial loss. Likewise, if you want to go fix clothing or shoes that were torn. So we said that if you're only doing it to prevent them from tearing further, so that's only a small financial loss. You're not allowed to do it. So in all of these situations, a small financial loss you're not allowed to do. So how can you say over here you're allowed to do it? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Sassal brings down, based upon the Ramban, in the name of the Ravid, Shuli Olam, Holchin Bazek Kefiat Torah. You look at how much work is involved. That determines it. If it's a very minuscule amount of work, Torah Muat, so then, Mutter Gamim Hevsin Muat, then even for a small financial loss you're allowed, because it's not a really a big deal. But if it's a lot of work, then it has to be a significant financial loss. The issue foot number 27 brings down, and Mikomokom Davka Liktzor, only we're talking about harvesting is permissible, but to doing all the other things once you've harvested, so that will wait till after Yontif without being any loss. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down, you're not allowed to go and thresh it, you're not allowed to go winnow it, Kivin Shezeh Eino Dover Ovid, that won't be a financial loss for you, Im Yasenu Achar Moed, if you wait till after the Yontif. The Mechaber continues in your eyes, Vim Ein Lo Ma Yocha, but if a person Nebuch is starving, Afilu Motzi Beshuk Liknos, even though he could borrow money from somebody and purchase these food items from the stores, nevertheless, Ein Matzrich Noso Likach Ben Ashuk, we don't force this person to go borrow money and purchase the ready-made food from the stores. Ella, we allow him in this situation, Kotzer, he can go reap, Ma'amer, and pile it up, Vidosh, and thresh it, Vizorah, and winnow it, Uborer, and he can go select it. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to add the words v'tochein, and you can grind it up kedarko all in the normal way, with one exception. Uvachlo yodush b'farus. You shouldn't go and thresh it with cows, because that is implying that you're doing it for a large amount, and you're only allowed to do here what's called tzorech hamoed, what you need to get on chol hamoed. But that's only if he's doing it for himself. He's the one guy, so he only needs a little bit. He doesn't need cows to go and thresh so much. If he's, Baruch Hashem, has a large family, or he has a lot of relatives, and he's doing this all for them as well, so then then he can even do the threshing, even with paros. Mr. Burris of Kut Nun Aleph explains, V'chein, likewise, ein mechayvin oso lishol mechaber. We don't make him go and borrow from a friend, because that is really going to cause him a sorrow and a sadness that he has to borrow money or borrow food from a friend, and therefore we allow him to go and do this on his own. Sivkot Nun Beis, it says uborer, and the word that the mechaber had next was kedarko, but as I pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah adds the word v'tochein, kein tzorech lomer. He says this is the right gear. So, v'rosh lomer, what the mechaber is telling us is the ein tzorech shino. You don't have to do it in an abnormal way. You can do it in the regular way. We said uma dechmiru shlo yodush b'parus. We said you can't go and thresh with cows. That's the normal way. So why do you have to do that in an abnormal way? Mishum da'af shemos, because that's too public. That's too noisy. That's going to be too clear that you're doing work on Chol HaMoed that may not be necessary for Chol HaMoed usage. However, mikomakom ein lo lasos kol eilo melachos, a person shouldn't do all of these things, elo lefimashu tzorech lachilo. So he should only do enough to eat on Chol HaMoed, shouldn't do more than that. To eat on Chantiv or Chol HaMoed, that is allowed, but to go, well, oh, I'm already doing this, to go do a lot more, that you're not allowed to go do. Mr. Burin Sivkot Nun Gimel adds, the reason you can't do the threshing with the cows is a tam canal, as we've already explained. Lefize gam b'shar b'alichai moser. It's nothing specific for cows. It's just this is too much af shemilsa. This is too loud. This is too public. And therefore, with horses or any other animal, be osur as well. Now we go to the final sif in this beautiful simon, Tes Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mi sheyesh lo kerem. If a person has a vineyard, Eitzel karmo shel eitzel nehudi, and his vineyard is right next to a non-Jewish person's vineyard. There ain't no Yehudi, Botzer, Shalom, B'chol HaMoed. And the non-Jewish person is going and picking off all his grapes during Chol HaMoed. And unless you do it, V'im lo yivtzar Yisrael, gam eshalo yasid. If you don't go and harvest them now, then there will be a financial loss for you. You're going to have some sort of loss. Now, I'm not sure exactly why this loss should occur. Mistama, it's because the people will buy the grapes. They'll buy all the grapes from the guy, and there won't be any money left. There won't be any need left to buy your grapes. So in any event, since the guy is going and harvesting, and it's going to cause you a financial loss if you don't harvest as well, so the Mechaber writes, Yocho lebatzro. You'd be allowed to go and harvest your grapes as well. The lidro chayayin, and even to press it into wine. The lasus achovius, and even to make the barrels. The cholzer chayayin, or anything else that the wine is needed, below shinoi, without doing any shinoi. One thing, however, but don't wait till Chol HaMoed. You could have done it before Yontif. Say, hey, listen, the guy is going to do it on Chol HaMoed. I'll do it on Chol HaMoed also. So that's not allowed. You can't leave it specifically to be done on Chol HaMoed. If you could have done it before Yontif, you should have. But once you have a hetter to do it on Chol HaMoed, you can even do all these other things that are necessary as well. The Mishnah Brewer writes in Sivkot Nun Dalet, Ayin the Taz, look at what the Taz has to say over here, Mashakos is the name of the Rokeach, Mishem Rokeach, the Adam Choshev, the Choshev, a person who people are going to look at and say, wow, he does that, it must be a good thing to do, Tzorech LaHachmir, he should be more stringent, Af B'Dover Avi, even though he's going to have a financial loss, because everybody's going to look at him, they're not going to know that there's extra considerations here, and it could lead to other people doing the wrong thing. However, in the Berak HaBayis, he says it's not so clear that that is the case. When we call Makom, Tov Shiyasavitz, and he says still it's better to go and do it in private where you possibly can. Unless, in Lo She'era, Pam Achas Takola Ayidei Sha'olam Dimu Shemuta Lasus L'chabin L'chatchila, unless once it happened, everybody sees you, Chosh of a person doing it. They see the rabbi of the town doing it. They see Chosh of a person doing it, and they don't know all the details, and they say, next time we can do it as well. And everybody else does it wrong because of you. And everybody waits till Cholamayit to do it because they said he waited till Cholamayit, why can't we? Therefore, in that situation, it says, Daz Efshar, if this takola has already once occurred, the Bimidas Chasidus, doing extra righteous action over here, Tzarech Tu Lizor B'chagon Zemiyata, you shouldn't go and do this now, even though you'll suffer financial loss, because unfortunately, you're suffering a financial loss, so you're allowed to do it, but it's causing a lot of other people to sin, and therefore it's better that you should take the financial loss. And he brings us down the name of the Prima Gadim. That's a very interesting din. Mr. Burisiv Kotnun Hey, he writes, Upoalim workers, Yisraelim, Jewish workers, Yecholim Litoschar, they're allowed to go and work for you. You're allowed to go and have your field plowed. So you hire workers, so you're allowed to go and hire Jewish workers who you can pay. Dishu foot number 31 brings down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if you could do it with Jewish workers for free or pay Goyisha workers, so he says, Mistavish Odiv Shiasa Aide Nochri Bischar, better to go and pay a non-Jewish person to do this rather than to have a Jewish person do it for you, even for free. Mishabur continues, says, this is allowed, Af Shiesh Lam Malecho, even though these workers have what to eat, but since you don't have, so they're allowed to work for you. The Etzlam Lo Havi Dover Avi, even though for them it's not a Dover Avi, but for you it is, they're allowed to do work for you, because otherwise you would suffer financial loss, so you wouldn't have something, so therefore they can go and do this for you. And this is similar, Dumyo, the Poel, Ani, this is like a poor person, Shalom Ayochal, he has nothing to eat, he's allowed to go. The Balabais, who doesn't need this work done right now, is allowed to go give it to him. Let's say he needs to have his stuff dry cleaned, but he doesn't need it right now. So he's allowed to give it to the worker who has absolutely no work to do, to the Ani, in order that the Ani should have some Malacha and be able to make a Parnasa and be able to eat a Cholamoid. That's called also Tzorech Hamoid. Finally, the last Mishnah Brewer in this beautiful Siman, Sivkot Nun Vav, he says you'd even be allowed to go and stomp on the wine and press the wine. Hainu, this is true, according to the Vilna Gaon, Kishiha Novim Yiskalkalu Ad L'Achamoid. We're talking here that the wine won't wait. If you don't go and press the wine, the grapes right now into wine, you're going to spoil and you're not going to be able to get the maximal benefit from them. So therefore, you're allowed to do this even on Cholamoid. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin and today's Shir.